Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 19th week after the Sunday of Trinity. Sunday, our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." These words, in a brief summary, tell us what the kingdom of Christ really is. It is the kingdom in which our hearts are touched by a sweet voice, bringing us maternal and paternal words, "Your sins are forgiven." For a correct understanding, we should not regard the kingdom of Christ otherwise than the way in which we should live in relation to God. In this connection, you in your love will know that the most important thing is to be able to quiet the troubled conscience so that we know how we stand with God and our neighbor. The kingdom of Christ, then, is a kingdom in which there is consolation pure and simple, and the forgiveness of sins. It is not just a matter of words proclaimed to us setting forth future blessings, but of realized facts, as we see from the example set before us in this gospel. Jesus did not merely speak these words into the paralytic's ears, he actually forgave this man his sins and conferred real consolation upon him. I have often stated, and I say it here again, that you should make a serious effort to understand the nature and the peculiar character of Christ's kingdom correctly. We know only too well how reason in all respects is inclined to fall away from faith and the correct knowledge of Christ's kingdom to reliance on works. But in this gospel, you see no works at all, no merit. There is no question here of any commandment or law. There is nothing else here but the offer of Christ's help, his consolation, and grace. The paralytic experiences nothing but Christ's sheer friendship. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, you have given us many comforting and assuring consolations in your gospel, and none more comforting than the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins. May we never reject these assurances or belittle them in any way, but ever cling to them in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.